Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown, and I have to say that I am... I'm dutifully in the studio today, and I am you may hear me turn my head away from my microphone every once in a while. It'll sound like this. I won't be actually talking into the microphone because I'm looking over my shoulder all the time because today is you may not realize this. In fact, I found somebody, one of my followers on Twitter, didn't realize it, but today is a very serious, somber religious holiday. Yes. For the dominant media, for the for Nancy Pelosi and for Chuck Schumer and for the Democrats and for Joe Biden, today is a somber holiday. It's January 6th. Yeah. So I was kind of fearful. I loaded up a couple of AR-15s, got one pointed out both windows of the car, got a 10-gauge in one, 12-gauge in another. Got a couple of Glocks on me, and I sneaked out of the driveway and sneaked my way into the studio, just, you know, trying to dodge the zombies and dodge the insurrectionists everywhere and all the people that were going to bring down the country. It seems to me that we don't need a bunch of agent provocateurs and a bunch of undercover FBI agents and others trying to start a riot at the Capitol, and that's going to be an insurrection? Oh, my gosh. You know, it is fascinating to me, absolutely fascinating, that what was truly a riot, and I do believe you can call me Alex Jones Jr., you can call me whatever conspiracy theory nut you want to call me. I don't care at this point, but I'm absolutely convinced when you think about everything that's stacked together, the evidence that we have about January 6th. That there were agents of the FBI, probably agents of the intel community, that saw an opportunity to set a bunch of yahoos up, a bunch of dumb white guys, a bunch of guys that, you know, carry a bunch of don't tread on me flags, carrying their American flags, carrying their Trump flags, carrying whatever else, that were pissed off about the election. And I don't blame them for being pissed off about the election. But when you have intelligence, now remember, you're listening to a guy who for almost 6 years got the presidential daily brief, the PDF, the PDP, thinking about a file, the presidential daily brief, where I had a CIA agent come in and sit down with me and go through the overnight intelligence and kind of the follow on the other stuff. And when you understand how they operate and what they do and the information that they have, and when you have an intelligence, what's called actionable intelligence, and actionable intelligence means that we have a high level of certainty that what we are telling you is true and that we need to act on that intelligence. So if, for example, You know that there's going to be, on January 6th, there are going to be mobs of people. Some who are grandmas and some who have permits, who actually have permits. Permits on the northeast corner of the Capitol, U.S. Capitol parking lot in Washington, D.C. They have a permit to march from the ellipse near the White House up to the Capitol and to stage a protest. That's something that's protected by the First Amendment. You also have intelligence that says we also have people that, well, they might, you know, they're there, they're mad, they might turn a cop car over, they might engage in some destructive behavior, so we ought to be on guard for that. And when you have the president, the sitting president at the time, whose name happens to be Donald John Trump, offer the U.S. Capitol Police, the board of which is overseen by Nancy Pelosi at the time, who was the Speaker of the House, and Chuck Schumer, who was and still is the Senate Majority Leader, and you say, hey, guys, I see the same intel that you see. Let me offer you the National Guard just to be extra careful. Emotions are high. People are ticked off. It's going to be a rough day. I'm going to be out giving a speech, you know, and so maybe you want to take extra precautions. And they say, no, we don't want that. We don't want that at all. I watched a video today as all of these videos are beginning to come out. By the way, let me just say right now, if I don't know Speaker Mike Johnson. He wasn't in Congress long enough for me to have known. But I'd just like to say to the Speaker, and I'd like to say to all of the members of the Republican Party, you've promised us on numerous occasions that you're going to release all of the videos from January 6th. You have yet to do so. What are you hiding? Because today I saw a snippet of a video, and granted, it's a snippet. So it may or may not be taken out of context. But here's what it shows. I'd play the audio for you, but there's language in it, and it doesn't really, you need to see it. But let me describe it for you. The video shows someone who, at least from my experience, knowing what, having worked with the FBI closely, having worked with the intel agencies closely, having worked with the U.S. Marshals Service, having worked with the U.S. Secret Service, I kind of know what these guys look like when they're undercover. They all have the same pretty much, you know, they dress alike, they look alike, they got the same haircut, they got the same physique, it's just noticeable. And you can say I'm making a generalization, but trust me, it's noticeable. I can always spot the air marshals on a flight every single time. This video shows someone who looks like that at a window on the what appears to be the west side of the U.S. Capitol, knocking out the corner of safety glass in a window, and then pulling that safety glass out and dropping it on the ground, and then turning to the crowd and saying, hey, you can go in through here, at which point several of the protesters intervene and say, no, 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 we're not going to go in. We're not going in the building. In fact, one person you can hear them say, it would be illegal for us to do that. So we're not going to do that. And then the guy who pulled the glass down gets in a scuffle with the guy who is trying to tell everybody, don't go in there. They get into a scuffle. Now, the guy who's telling everybody not to go in looks like the average Joe. Looks like, you know, some farm kid from Iowa. What I believe to be the agent provocateur is now getting in a shoving match, trying to shove that kid out of the way and telling him to shut up. Why? Why are you encouraging? Why are you trying to get people to go through a window that you just knocked and pulled the glass out of? Why are you trying to get somebody to do that when the crowd themselves are not wanting to do it? Now, for those who actually did go in the building, I believe they can be legitimately charged with trespassing. Trespassing is not the kind of thing that you sit in jail for months on end. And trespassing is not something that you spend 6 months or a year in jail for. Unless, of course, it's the U.S. Capitol. And it happens to be because you were protesting Trump. So it's January 6th. And it's the weekend with Michael Brown. And the reason I introduce you with that is because the President of the United States has decided yesterday to kick off his campaign. And he's going to Valley Forge, where he went to Valley Forge. He's going to Charlottesville. He's going to speak at the U.S. Capitol. He's going to all of these places that are hallmarks of either horrible tragedies or hallmarks of American freedom. And he gave a horrific speech. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. You go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. You follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you download the podcast. You search for The Situation with Michael Brown. You subscribe to that podcast. And leave us a nice review. And let's see, what else do I want to do? Oh, you can, when you go to michaelsaysgohere.com, you'll find all the icons for social media. You'll find the interactive map for affiliates and all of that. Those are the rules of engagement. When we get back, Biden's speech.
Traveling for the holidays? Pure Talk has you covered because they just added international roaming to over 30 countries. That's right. Whether you're making calls from the Vatican or on a beach in the Bahamas, you're covered. From the steps of Buckingham Palace or your villa in Santorini, you can dial away. And here's the best part. There's no rate increase. Pure Talk still saves the average family almost $1,000 a year with plans starting at just $20 a month. And they put you on America's most dependable 5G network, so the coverage is second to none. Stop dragging your feet. Switch to Pure Talk, a veteran-owned wireless company with simply the best U.S. customer service team. Now with international roaming to over 30 countries. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say the keyword save now to make the switch. And you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say save now to start saving on wireless now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join Tolkien's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Thanks for tuning in. Rules of engagement, pretty easy. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. So you just type in that number on your smart or your dumb phone, and then in the message box, you start out the message with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything or ask me anything. You go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find the interactive map of all the affiliates around the country. You can subscribe to the podcast there when you... Or you can, on your podcast app, whatever you use, just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Subscribe to that. That gets you the weekend program and the weekday program. So do all of that. I'd appreciate a follow on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Those links are all at michaelsaysgohere.com. So let's go to the speech itself. Before I talk about and dissect the speech, let's listen to part of it. This is his kickoff speech for his reelection campaign. Now, I don't know. I mean, I've only been involved in politics since I was literally 6 years old. So maybe I just don't understand modern politics. However, I think I understand more than the average man out there. You want to talk about, particularly if you're an incumbent, and you're running for re-election. You want to talk about your record, because that's obviously going to be an issue when you're talking to reporters or you're doing debates or you're in town halls or anything else. You want to brag about your record, which is going to be difficult for Joe Biden. Or you want to talk about your vision. Remember the vision thing? George H.W. Bush kind of got excoriated for his lack of a vision thing. So you want to talk about, which is what Reagan was great about. Reagan had a vision for America. Remember, this was the last great hope, a beacon of hope for the world. And the great question to Jimmy Carter, are you better off, or to Jimmy Carter voters, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Ask that question today. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And you want to talk about what you're going to do on the international. I mean, the world's falling apart internationally. You want to talk about that. You want people to want to vote for you. There's always time for negative ads, and there's always time to tell people why you shouldn't vote for your opponent. He doesn't know who his opponent is yet. He assumes it's going to be Donald Trump, and it probably is going to be Donald Trump. But when you're doing your kickoff speech, you want to rally the base. Which, unfortunately, I think that may be precisely what he's doing here, which ought to really help you understand exactly what the Democrat Party stands for. Just a few snippets from the speech.
In the winter of 1777, it was harsh and cold as the Continental Army marched to Valley Forge. General George Washington knew he faced the most daunting of tasks. To fight and win a war against the most powerful empire in existence in the world at the time. His mission was clear. Liberty, not conquest. Freedom, not domination. National independence, not individual glory. America made a vow. Never again would we bow down to a king. Months ahead would be incredibly difficult. But General Washington knew something in his bones, something about the spirit of the troops he was leading, something about the soul of the nation he was struggling to be born. In his general order, he predicted, and I quote, with one heart and one mind, with fortitude and with patience, they would overcome every difficulty, the troops he was leading. And they did. They did. This army that lacked blankets and food, clothes and shoes, this army whose march left bloody bare footprints in the snow, this ragtag army made up of ordinary people, their mission, George Washington declared, was nothing less than a sacred cause. That was the phrase he used, a sacred cause. Freedom, liberty, democracy, American democracy.
Freedom and liberty. How free do you feel today? How much liberty do you feel today? Or do you feel like the walls are closing in? Whether you're running a small business, whether you work for a large corporation, whether you're retired, whether you're just going, you know, you're just graduating from high school or college, whatever it might be, how much freedom do you really feel? Or do you feel like you're being censored everywhere you turn around? That all political correctness is defining what you can and cannot say? When you think about some of the things that you're going to hear him say, you may think to yourself, and I hope you think to yourself, what he's really doing is he's projecting. He's absolutely projecting. Biden said that
why so many before us risked their lives and strengthened democracy. What our lives would be without it. Democracy means having the freedom to speak your mind, to be who you are, to be who you want to be. Democracy is about being able to bring about peaceful change. Democracy. Democracy is how we open the doors of opportunity wider and wider with each successive generation, notwithstanding our mistakes. But if democracy falls, we'll lose that freedom. We'll lose the power of we, the people, to shape our destiny. If you doubt me, look around the world. Travel with me as I meet with other heads of state throughout the world. Look at the authoritarian leaders and dictators Trump says he admires.
Look at all those authoritarian leaders all over the world. Yeah, they're making a move. They're making a move right now because they know that this country is weak. That this country doesn't have much moral fortitude anymore, that we don't have any gumption anymore, that we don't have the desire to really defend liberty and freedom. When we get back, one more thing I want you to hear from Joe Biden. But then I'm going to break down the speech, because this speech tells you everything you need to know about the cabal and the dominant left and what they want to do to this country. So we begin with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title.
and your first 30 days of Triple Lock Title Protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about Biden's speech at Valley Forge yesterday. Because it really sets the tone for what you can expect in this presidential election year. And it's going to be, I think, despicable. It's going to be really bad. You know, know, my theory that Biden was not going to be the nominee gets a little weaker every single day. Freely admit that. He's going through all the motions. And I think they're learning that they're going to have to be very, very careful as he's out in public. Because if you didn't see the speech, and I wouldn't blame you if you didn't, when he finishes, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, walks onto the stage from his right and takes him by the arm and literally leads him off stage, holding his hand and guiding him down the steps, because clearly they don't want two things to happen. They don't want him to finish the speech and then wander around like, oh, do I go this way? Do I go that way? Where am I? Who am I? What am I doing here? Or when he gets to the back, he can't get through the curtains. Remember that time that George Bush couldn't get through the curtains? He couldn't figure out where the curtains were opening? Well, Biden would do that, and then he'd trip down the stairs. So they decided, we're not going to let that happen again, so we're going to make sure that we're going to have Dr. Jill Biden lead him off the stage. I was going to say it was pathetic, which I guess it kind of is, but it was really sad that he's so incapable of performing the duties of president, including just giving a speech from a teleprompter, that his wife has to guide him off the stage. But that's who the commander-in-chief is right now. In the speech, he also said this.
Make this sacred pledge to you. The defense, protection, and preservation of American democracy will remain as it has been the central cause of my presidency.
The central cause of his presidency has been the protection of he calls it democracy. He should be calling it a Republican form of government. We're not a democracy. That's been the central cause of his, is to protect us from what? Oh, maybe it's to protect us from all of the anti-democratic, all the anti-republicanism things that the Democrats are doing. But no, that's not what he means, and you know it, and I know it too.
America, as we begin this election year, we must be clear. Democracy is on the ballot. Your freedom is on the ballot.
Boy, isn't that the truth? You know, he's speaking the truth. But that's my point about projection. I think that freedom is on the ballot. Do you want more of the Marxist policies that the Democrats are cramming down our throats, or do you really want to try to turn the ship of state around? That, to me, that's the central issue of this presidential election year. And he just outlined it. But psychologically, it was pure projection.
As we begin this election year, we must be clear. Democracy is on the ballot. Your freedom is on the ballot. Yes, we'll be voting on many issues. On the freedom to vote. And have your vote counted. And the freedom of choice. The freedom to have a fair shot. The freedom from fear. And we'll debate and disagree. Without democracy, no progress is possible. Think about it. The alternative to democracy is dictatorship. The rule of one, not the rule of we, the people. That's what the soldiers of Valley Forge understood. And so was me. We have to understand it as well.
So, democracy is on the ballot. And that's the principal tenet of his campaign, of his re-election campaign. And that's what he's going to be focused on, I guess, throughout the entire time. So let's think about this speech. I think it was an act of desecration of a great American monument when he spoke at Valley Forge. Now, the address came a day early, since the commander-in-chief and his staff, I think, were concerned that it might be too cold today. Hardly the Valley Forge spirit that Biden attempted to invoke during that irate, truth-loose, and policy-free rant that he gave. Because the weather does call for, you know, to be cold and snowy on the East Coast. So let's don't run any risk that he's outside, you know, on a cold day. And it might just be a little too in your face to do it on January 6th. There's no doubt in my mind, zero doubt in my mind, that had the weather been good today on January 6th, oh, he'd have been out there, baby. He'd have been out there on that podium talking about how democracy is on the line, how this republic is on the line, and this is a choice between tyranny and freedom. And by golly, if you vote for Orange Man Bad, assuming he's the nominee, he's going to take away all your rights. When in fact, it's them. They're the ones that are doing that. I don't want you to listen to, I'm not going to take up my 3 hours here of making you listen to his hour and 20 minute speech or whatever it was. But in full glory, this 81-year-old early dementia, onset dementia, whatever you want to call it, president, prattled off lie after lie about his political opponent, Donald Trump, including the false claim that Trump did nothing during the January 6th riots. And isn't it fascinating that here we are on, if you're listening live today, on January 6th. Trump, in fact, tried to have the National Guard deployed the day before. He actually called for the marchers to march peacefully prior to the event and even told them to go home after, in my opinion, the cops provoked them, and then things got out of control. So Biden parlayed that lie into his next lie, that Trump lost 60 court cases concerning the 2020 election. In reality, almost all of those cases were actually dismissed, never even heard. Trump never got his day in court on the majority. In fact, 99.9% of those cases never even got to trial. Now, you could make an argument, if you want to play lawyer here, you can make an argument that, yeah, those cases were dismissed because a judge looked at it and dismissed the case on a motion to dismiss before trial. And that would be a legitimate legal argument to make. But it would also be a legitimate argument to make that that deprived him of ever having the opportunity to provide the evidence that perhaps he wanted to provide. Now, do I think he had the evidence? I don't think that he did. But he should have had his day in court to offer whatever evidence he thought that he did have. And conversely, nor did those who repudiate his claims have a day in court either. So nobody had a day in court. Cases were dismissed. Almost as if judges didn't want to hear these. It's why to this day Biden's entire presidency is viewed as illegitimate by at least a third of Americans. Maybe you. Amidst all of the crocodile tears over the lives of cops, something that Biden failed to ever address during the far deadlier Black Lives Matter riots, Biden didn't even mention those murdered by the cops in cold blood. Ashley Babbitt, Roseanne Boyland. So for all of the rhetoric of being president for all Americans and working to bring the nation together, Joe Biden couldn't spare one line in that speech for those that were executed by the government on January 6th. Instead, he turned his ire toward the January 6th prisoners, mocking them for singing the national anthem from their prison cells and attacking Donald Trump for playing their song at his rallies. Today, amidst all the revisionism and the plagiarism, Biden truly found his most spiteful side. He was spiteful in the speech, horrifically spiteful. He said,
one desperate act available to him, the violence of January the 6th.
Since that day, more than 1,200 people have been charged for their assault on the Capitol. Nearly 900 of them have been convicted or pled guilty. Collectively to date.
But notice he doesn't say of what. Many of very minor charges. I think their sentences are out of proportion to the charges, but nonetheless minor charges. Trespassing. Yeah. Little old grandmothers. Grandmothers caught up in the movement of a mob. I don't know whether you've ever been in a mob or not. I've gotten caught up in several mobs and had my security detail extract me from the mob. We were in the middle of Moscow, of all places. Not Moscow, Idaho, Moscow, Russia. Mobbed after a soccer tournament. And the mob start to move. And you get caught up in it. And a grandmother, literally a grandmother, gets caught up in the mob. And she's arrested inside and arrested for trespassing. She had no criminal intent. To be convicted of a crime, they have to prove there has to be some sort of criminal intent. But we've done away with that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. When we get back, I want you to hear this last point that Biden makes about these, what I believe to be political prisoners, still being held in Washington, D.C., because he truly is a spiteful old man. I'll be right back.
Traveling for the holidays? Pure Talk has you covered because they just added international roaming to over 30 countries. That's right. Whether you're making calls from the Vatican or on a beach in the Bahamas, you're covered. From the steps of Buckingham Palace or your villa in Santorini, you can dial away. And here's the best part. There's no rate increase. Pure Talk still saves the average family almost $1,000 a year with plans starting at just $20 a month. And they put you on America's most dependable 5G network, so the coverage is second to none. Stop dragging your feet. Switch to Pure Talk, a veteran-owned wireless company with simply the best U.S. customer service team. Now with international roaming to over 30 countries. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say the keyword save now to make the switch. And you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say save now to start saving on wireless now.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hey, speaking with Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Joe Biden at Valley Forge yesterday, talking about the January 6th defendants.
One desperate act available to him, the violence of January the 6th. And since that day, more than 1,200 people have been charged for their assault on the Capitol. Nearly 900 of them have been convicted or pled guilty. Collectively to...
Notice how he conflates assault on the Capitol as including all of the crimes. And it sounds horrible, doesn't it? Because the word assault implies that, oh, you did something destructive. Now, some of them did, but not all of them. Some were merely arrested for wandering through the rotunda and taking photos.
To date, they have been sentenced to more than 840 years in prison. What's Trump done? Instead of calling them criminals, he's called these insurrectionists patriots.
He's calling these criminals insurrectionists. Insurrectionists. He's calling them patriots. He wanted to call them criminals, but he caught himself and instead called them insurrectionists, because that is the theme. Never forget that that word is particularly important in usage in this election season. Because, one, they're trying to use the 14th Amendment to keep him off the ballot. We'll talk about that in a second. An insurrectionist implies that you were trying to overthrow the government. I don't know how you overthrow the United States government wearing a Viking helmet and carrying a fake spear, but that's what they did.
They're patriots. And he promised to pardon them if he returns to office. Trump said that there was a lot of love on January the 6th. The rest of the nation, including law enforcement, saw a lot of hate and violence. One Capitol Police officer called it a medieval battle. That same officer called vile rape, was called vile racist names. He said he was more afraid.
So where are we? What does this speech really mean? It's all out war, that's what it means. Biden claimed that it was Trump who fancies all-out war instead of reconciliation. But this war-hungry president, who has not just seen a resurgence in attacks on American troops overseas and done nothing about it, but also instructed his Department of Justice and other government agencies to actually assail their political opponents, going after people that showed up at school board meetings, people that protested peacefully outside an abortion clinic, he has the audacity to make that allegation against the only president in recent history who hasn't started a war and who did not oppress his opponents. Perhaps the latter decision was a mistake by a post-2016 Trump, more concerned with uniting the country than defeating his personal enemies. But now, Biden says he fears the total opposite. He fears a Trump who understands that in order for the nation to come together, certain corrupt political factions and norms must be defeated and must be abolished. That's what that Valley Forge speech was really about. And on that point, perhaps Joe Biden might have been right. Because there are corrupt factions, corrupt norms, there are bastardized morals. There's corruption all around us. There's overreach all around us. There's weaponization of the criminal justice system all around us. There's an open border. There's an absolute denigration, total and complete denigration of American sovereignty at the southern border. And I can tell you, with no doubt in my mind or in my soul at all, that it is not just that they don't care, but that it's on purpose. It's by design. It's by design to destroy the Republic. When we get back, one of the many reporters who's covering the southern border found an Iraqi who had decided to come to this country illegally instead of going to Europe illegally. And he tells the reporter some amazing truth that you'll want to hear. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Give me a follow on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
People have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At a campaign rally in Sioux Center, Iowa, former President Trump told supporters to turn out and take part in the state's caucus.
10 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives. I believe that, too, very much. I used to say that 2016, and I believed it then, and now I believe this is even much more important.
President Biden says it's important to remember what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021.
During a speech near Valley Forge, the president lamented the violence and destruction of that day 3 years ago, and he criticized Donald Trump for his ongoing support of the rioters.
They were insurrectionists, not patriots. They weren't there to uphold the Constitution. They're there to destroy the Constitution.
Mr. Biden used the January 6th anniversary to tell voters that the survival of American democracy is what this year's presidential campaign is all about.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its abortion ban, even while a legal battle continues over the law.
A lower court ruling had blocked the strict abortion ban, but the justices put that on hold, agreeing to an appeal and scheduling oral arguments for April. The Idaho case gives the Supreme Court its second major abortion dispute since overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022 and allowing states to severely restrict or ban abortion.
That is Julie Walker reporting. Retired Admiral James Tabridi says it's time for the U.S. to attack Houthi bases in Yemen, given the ongoing strikes against U.S. ships.
At this point, you can't just lay back, be the target, and let the Iranians do whatever they want and attack global shipping and our warships.
Retired Admiral James Stravides was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Dr. Betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GETETHOS.com.
Boeing is asking that a new model of its 737 MAX airliner be exempted from a safety standard being imposed on older jets. We get more details from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
An engine fan blade broke on an older 737 during a Southwest Airlines flight in 2018. A piece of loose engine housing struck and shattered a window. A woman sitting next to the window was killed. Federal officials said last year that Boeing was working to fix the hazard on current MAX planes. In the meantime, they told pilots to limit the use of an anti-icing system in certain conditions to avoid damage that could result in a loss of control of the airplane. Critics have raised an alarm that such a requirement would jeopardize safety. The overheating issue only affects the MAX, which has engine inlets made from carbon composite materials rather than metal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tesla is recalling more than 1.6 million of its cars.
They're the Model S, X, 3, and Y electric vehicles exported to China. The company wants to fix problems with their automatic assisted steering functions and door latch controls. China's State Administration for Market Regulation announced the recall on Friday. The notice said Tesla Motors in Beijing and Shanghai would use remote upgrade technology to fix the problems,
That is Keith Peters reporting. For the first time in more than a decade, Baltimore has recorded fewer than 300 homicides in a single year. It's a step in the right direction. 263 people, though, were killed in Maryland, in the Maryland city last year. Dozens of mourners gathered outside City Hall earlier this week for a candlelight vigil at which the names of the 2023 homicide victims were all read aloud. And the Baltimore mayor said the administration there has an anti-violence strategy and that it's working. More details at townhall.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, you have mistakenly stumbled onto The Weekend with Michael Brown. And I'm really glad that you have, because I'm here to make your life miserable, to make you laugh, make you cry, do all this stuff. So here's where we are. Rules of engagement for this program are pretty simple. You follow me on social media. You should be following me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You should be subscribing to the podcast. If you're looking for an affiliate, when they carry the program, some repeat the program. Some affiliates, like the affiliate here in Denver, carries it on one station on Saturday Live and then repeats it on another station on Sunday. So, man, you can just hear it all the time. You can find an interactive map that shows all of those. You can read about me, see some of the stories that we do. All one simple website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Go hit that website right now. Subscribe to the podcast for me. I would really appreciate that. You search for in your podcast app, whatever you use, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That will give you the weekend program, what you're listening to right now, plus all the weekday program. So you get all the Michael Brown you need. So those are the rules of engagement. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I've been watching the southern border, and it's one of those stories that puts a pit in my stomach, not just because of all the illegal aliens coming across, and not just because of the absolute abuse that Customs and Border Patrol is taking. They essentially become babysitters and paper pushers. It's because this administration, and for that matter, many Republicans, don't care. They do not care. And they're not going to change. And no matter how much we complain, bitch, and moan about it, no matter how many emails we send, no matter how many phone calls we make, I don't know what it's going to take other than some sort of revolt. But nothing's going to change. And it's that kind of story that just puts a pit of anger in my stomach. You know, when I served as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, the one thing that I can tell you at least then, which was from what? The inauguration was January 20th, 2001, through late 2005, on into a little bit of 2006, was that I found that many members of Congress actually cared. And when I would testify or have meetings with them, they actually had an interest they actually felt, I felt like, and maybe they were just, maybe I was just being stupid, but I felt like they really did want to make, they wanted to make some change. And I can tell you unequivocally whether I didn't agree with everything that Bush did. In fact, there's a lot of things that Bush did that I totally disagreed with. But I knew that he cared. And I knew that he loved the country. And I knew that he wanted to do the right thing, even though sometimes the thing, you know, this is the nature of politics. Some of the things that he did that he thought were the right thing, I thought was the wrong thing. But I never doubted that the people that were around me actually cared. Today, I find that many of them just don't care. I've told you the game that I play of people asking me, well, name 10 members of Congress that you actually think care and that they truly live by their principles. And I always have a hard time coming up with 10. Maybe that's not fair to many of them, but the ones that I do know personally, there are 3 or 4 of them still there. And the ones that I don't know personally, maybe if I thought about it, I could come up with 10. So the border is one of those issues where everybody in terms of, I mean, it's the campaign season. So you might as well get prepared to hear from both Democrats and Republicans about how bad the border is. In fact, let me,
an ally.
John Fetterman, the junior senator from Pennsylvania, the guy that lived in his parents' basement, the mayor of whatever little town it was in Pennsylvania, who had a stroke, who suffered from depression. We all kind of laughed about it, and we all kind of made fun of him, and then his treatment begins to work, and he begins to recover, and suddenly John Fetterman is saying things that, look, I still look at him with a jaundiced eye. I still look at him. I don't trust him. I still understand he's a member of the Democrat Party, but listen to this.
And allies admit
there's a crisis at the border, and I don't know how anybody could pretend that there isn't.
And allies admit
there's a crisis at the border, and I don't know how anybody could pretend that there isn't.
Wow. Talk about putting Biden in his place. I don't know how anybody could pretend that there isn't a crisis at the border. And for all these mayors who are screaming about there's a crisis at the border, they're not asking for the border to be secured. They're asking for more money to pay for all the illegal aliens that are coming to their cities, coming to your city. They don't want to seal the border. In fact, they want to keep the open border. And you've heard me talk about how when you look at the video, Bill Malusian from Fox News is doing yeoman's work. I would say that Bill Malusian actually deserves a Pulitzer of some sort for his coverage of what's going on at the southern border. Or Michael Yon. He would be another reporter. Michael Yon's reporter of the Darien Gap and everything that's going on with the non-government organizations that are facilitating this influx of illegal aliens and what's happening at the Darien Gap. Michael Yon deserves some sort of Pulitzer Prize for doing his reporting, too. So there are two. One is from the mainstream media, Bill Malusian with Fox News, and then a freelancer, Michael Yon. If you don't know Michael Yon, go Google his name and look at some of his reporting, particularly his reporting about the Darien Gap and how they're coming up through Central America and how there is literally a manufacturing line, if you will, that pushes these people through that area, giving them backpacks and tents and food and phones and everything, medical care, everything they need so they can come into this country illegally. So Ben Bergman from Real America's Voice, another freelancer, comes across an Iranian who crossed illegally into this country and made his way to California. And he interviews him at a homeless encampment in California. Now, when we get back, I know that we often hear from people that came to this country after World War II, that, you know, Holocaust survivors and others that escaped the tyranny of Stalin, people that escaped the tyranny of Mao Zedong. And they come to this country, and they become productive citizens, and they believe in freedom, they believe in liberty, they believe in the Constitution, and they see what's going on now, and they warn us. They warn us about the dangers of what's happening to the country. Well, now, I'm going to want you to listen to this Iranian. Now, he's an illegal alien. He freely admits that. He came here instead of going to Europe. But when we get back, hear his warning. It's different. And it's different, and it should also cause you a lot of concern because of what he says. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. An Iranian illegal coming up next.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be entertained at the guilds.
Tickets available now at CascadeTheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I read every text message that you send. I, again, apologize, but I don't respond to all of them, but I read every single one. And you can send a text message whenever you want to. Something, you know, you hear something on the news and you think it might be a good topic, or you have a question for me or something. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. This just might be one of the most insightful and terrifying interviews that I've heard. This is an Iranian national who crossed illegally, made his way into California. And he warns America of what's coming. Now, it's 5 minutes and 47 seconds long. I'm not going to play the full 547 all at once, but I want us to work our way through it. Because he is Iranian, and he has a very heavy Iranian accent, it's sometimes a little difficult to understand him. But I want to break it up, because he makes some incredible points. This is the modern-day equivalent of someone escaping Stalin or escaping Mao Zedong and making their way to this country.
If I was a governor here, I would be afraid, because all of these people in China, military age, India, military age, even myself, I'm military age. And there's a...
What he's saying is, if I were an American citizen, and I saw all of these people here, and he says, you know, all these Chinese and Middle Easterns, and he says, even including me, we're all of military age.
Is coming up in here. One scary question. If an incident between U.S. and China occur in Taiwan, what will people do?
If something occurs between China and Taiwan, and America gets involved in a conflict with China, which is they invade Taiwan, we will certainly be involved in a conflict. His question is, what will all of these Chinese nationals do? Will they side with America? Will they side with the United States? Or will they side with China? They're all able-bodied, military-age Chinese nationals. Now, let me be reasonable. That's a shocker, isn't it? Maybe some of them really did try to, are here because they tried to escape the tyranny of Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party. But why are they all, why do we not see families? Why do we not see, you know, families, particularly if you understand Asian culture, why do we not see Asian families bringing the grandparents and the children and they're all coming over here illegally? Why are they all able-bodied, military-aged men? Who would they side with? I think they would side with the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, ready? I think that's why they're coming here.
Or they come aside of the U.S., or they take China's side. Don't know, and no one's know.
What was the route you took from Iran?
Come to Turkey, and Turkey to Mexico, Mexico to
I go to Turkey, and from Turkey to Mexico, and from Mexico here into our country.
A terrorist from doing the same thing?
Nothing. Exactly nothing.
Nothing would keep a terrorist from doing exactly the same thing. Nothing at all.
That's scary.
Real scary. I'm telling you, your friend, if you see Europe, people, politician in Europe is sleeping now.
The politicians in Europe were asleep. Do you think the politicians in this country are asleep? Or do you think they're just willfully allowing it to happen? You know my position. I think they're willfully allowing it to happen. They don't care. You know, somebody asked me from the weekday program, well, why would they do this? Well, the answer is simple if you understand history. Revolutionaries and those who follow revolutionaries always believe that they will remain in power. And I always use the example of Cuba, because Raul Castro was still in charge. But when Che Guevara and Fidel Castro organized their little militia and overthrew Batista and took over the island of Cuba, or they took over the country, what did they do? Well, they very first thing was they killed all the journalists. They took over all the television stations. They took over all the radio stations so they could control all of the communications. And then they turned on many of their own because they couldn't be trusted. They consolidated their power. This is where the term useful idiot originates. Because Stalin and Lenin and Marx and all of these communists understood that they could rally these useful idiots and they could create the revolution and then they could consolidate their power. All they had to do was just then murder and eliminate all of the people that might be, even maybe might be, troublesome. That's why millions starve, millions get murdered. And only a few remain in power. That's the way revolutions work. The exception was the American Revolution, which is why we were so exceptional.
Don't be offended, but Joe Biden is sleeping at the moment.
That's terrible.
And don't be offended, but your Biden is sleeping too. Now, I disagree with him. I don't think Biden's sleeping at all. Well, he may be physically sleeping because he's an old fart and doesn't get out of bed until probably 9 o'clock. And I say that because I looked at his schedule this week and it doesn't even do, you know, Bush did his presidential daily brief usually around 7 o'clock at the latest. Biden's yesterday or day before, I think it was day before Thursday schedule, I think it was like at 9:30 in the morning. Nothing before 9:30. The freaking president of the United States of America does nothing between whatever time he wakes up and he finally waddles down to the West Wing and walks into the Oval Office at 9:30 in the morning. Hell's bells, bankers work longer hours than he does.
It's far more than terrible, not for U.S., for the all of the world.
Here's where he makes a fascinating point. That what's happening in Europe, what's happening in America, what's happening with all of this illegal immigration movement everywhere spells trouble for one particular reason.
Just look at the world. We have three wars. We have sanction. We have a recession in the entire planet. Everyone say I'm wrong, but if you like it or not, if a recession come in U.S., there will like a pandemic comes in all the countries, and Joe Biden is doing this. It's not good.
So Trump was better. You want Trump back in office?
Despite that they fear us, if you come, Trump is back, you will be deported. Yes, I want Trump back.
Wow.
And when we get back, he quotes Reagan. Wait till you hear that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home.
rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hold on tight to your dreams, baby. Hold on tight to your dreams. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'm laughing because Damien and I were just talking during the break. We're talking about crazy people. There are crazy people everywhere. If you're, well, even if you're home right now, maybe even if you're home, look around your house. Probably at least one or two people in your own home are crazy. If you're on the road and you're on, just look around some other drivers. You're crazy. Yeah, there's some crazy people out there. And Damien said that he gauges whether someone's crazy or not by the way they drive. And I said, well, the way I gauge people, whether they're crazy or not, it's kind of the same thing. And it is, how do they move through the grocery store with their cart, with their little grocery cart? You can tell if they're crazy that way, too. There's crazy people all around us. And what prompted this is that I get text messages, and actually this week I got a handwritten letter. And you know you must be over the target when people accuse you of being both pro-Trump and anti-Trump. So if they're pro-Trump, I mean, if they're pro-Trump, they think that I'm anti-Trump. And if they're anti-Trump, they think I'm pro-Trump. Or there are people that think I'm too liberal, and then people that think I'm too conservative. And it's just, I always find it fascinating. Because I am just what I am. And I just, I look at radio as my opportunity to give you a tidbits to chew on. And I always tell you the truth. I always tell you exactly what I think. And you can agree or disagree with it. And that's fine, as long as you think about it. And that's what I'm going to do with this Iranian guy. So I find this video of this guy being interviewed from a reporter at Real America's Voice. Now, I know Real America's Voice, and I know that they are very far right of center. I understand that. But I don't care about it. I care about what this Iranian illegal alien is telling us that we ought to be concerned about. He, as he waves his arm and says, look around here. Look at all the Chinese nationals here where I am. And I want you to think about, if war breaks out between the United States and China, what are they going to do? Are they going to go down to the local recruiting office and say, hey, I want to volunteer to serve in the United States military? Or are they here for an ulterior purpose? And I believe they're here for ulterior purposes. Why suddenly do we have all these Chinese nationals coming across the border? I want you to think back. Go back in the depths of your brain. Did you ever hear about Chinese nationals coming across the border? I don't care. In the Trump administration, in the Obama administration, in the Bush administration, in the Clinton administration, you never heard about Chinese nationals. Now it's just like, oh, look, there's a whole group of Chinese nationals coming across. I wonder what that means. Oh, I don't know. Shazam. Jiminy Christmas, people, wake up. And that's what this Iranian is trying to tell you.
That's a powerful statement.
That's why, that, because he just creates. We have a sentence in our country.
Now, he's going to speak Persian here, but then he's going to tell you what he says. And it's a saying that they have, that Persians have, and it's so applicable to what we're facing here.
Yes, I want Trump back.
Wow, that's a powerful statement.
That's why, that, because he just creates. We have a sentence in our country. That means a lot for this moment. We say, I say it in Persian, then I will rephrase it in English for you. We say, آنکه با مادر خود زنا کند با دیگران چها کند. That means that if someone betray his family and his mother, just think about that, what he can do with the others.
If somebody's willing to betray their mother or their families, think about what they're willing to do with or to others. Pretty strong statement. Why are these people here? Do you think they're here because they believe in individual freedom and individual liberty? Do you think they understand the Constitution? Do you think they're here because they want to escape the Chinese Communist Party? Or do you think they're here for a nefarious reason? You see, there's no question in my mind. And you can say I'm either a blockhead or I'm closed-minded. But there's no doubt in my mind that they're here for a nefarious reason. I don't know. Maybe they're here as spies. Maybe they are here as military people. Maybe they're here to rise up. Stop and think a moment about September 11. And I want you to go back 2 years, actually technically longer than that. But I want you to go back to, say, 1999. Or for that matter, go back to 1993, the first World Trade Center bombing, and the blind sheikh who tried to bring down the towers in 1993. So you have 8 years between 1993 and 2001. And in those years, Al-Qaeda methodically, slowly, very meticulously brought people into this country, some illegally and some legally. Those who came here legally, we call them clean skins. That's a technical term that we use in the intel community. And a clean skin means you came to this country, you had the proper visa, you had the proper documentation, and you came to this country, you have no criminal record, you actually get a job somewhere. But here's what they do. They already have those other people here, and in I'll give you some specifics. There was a apartment complex. I forget whether it was in San Diego or Los Angeles, but it was in Southern California. And this apartment complex, Al-Qaeda would send people here, and they would land at JFK, or they would land at O'Hare or LAX, and they would make their way to this apartment complex, and they would have an apartment rented for them. Rent was always paid on time. It was low-key, and they were here to just wait. They didn't know what their mission was. They didn't know what they were supposed to do. And then they would slowly get trained for things, and then they would be activated. And that's how the hijackers came to this country well before 2001, and they laid in waiting. You think we're not seeing the same thing again? Of course we're seeing exactly the same thing again. And this guy is telling you the truth. This guy is telling you, why was he spilling his guts to this reporter? Now, in the video, he wanted his face blocked out. So it's pixelated. You can't see the man's face. Maybe he's a dissident from Iran. And maybe that's why he escaped. He knew that the mullahs, that the government in Tehran was after him, or that he was a dissident, so he made his way to America. And he says,
if he doesn't respect them, yeah, how will he respect
Joe Biden? Don't respect the U.S.
Wow.
That's my opinion.
Thank you. Are you Muslim? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm born Muslim, but I don't believe in Islam.
More secular.
Secular, yeah. Non-believer, and I just want to say, if you ask me why I didn't go to Europe, that was easier for me, but I don't trust them, because they don't help any people. And the last thing I say, I don't know if it's Reagan or if it's Nixon said that. I think Reagan said that. Reagan once told the people of the world, we are the last stand against falling into democracy. If U.S. falls, everyone falls.
And he's right. Reagan did say it, that this was the last bulwark against tyranny, that America, the United States, our constitutional system, is the final bulwark against world tyranny. It's Pax Americana. It's the American order. And that American order, as we watch this country internally fall apart, and as we watch this country being invaded by foreign nationals illegally, and with the absolute approval, if not the help of the American government, we're fools not to understand that the Republic could easily die, unless we get off this highway of Marxism that we're currently on. And this highway of Marxism is simply fast-tracked. We're in the express lane toward Marxism, because this is, without any question in my mind, the third term of Barack Obama and the final fundamental transformation of the country. And they're using borders to do it. They're also using all sorts of government policies, too. But the people that are coming across the border, sure, some are coming here to look for work, even though they're not supposed to be working. They will be hired illegally. And some are coming here for a better life, and they do want to live in freedom. But you'll never convince me that that's what the majority of them are doing. Because you have the cartels, you have the Chinese Communist Party, you have people coming from all of these other crap hole countries. They don't understand America's DNA. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
With Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Subscribe to the podcast. You know, do all that stuff. Get her done. Come on, get her done. To prove my point, this is the lawyer in me. I got to back up what I say with evidence. And the evidence is pretty overwhelming when it comes to border security. You know, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been flying and busing illegal aliens to other states. He's not forcing them onto buses. He's offering them transportation. So they get processed. Here's how it works at Eagle Pass or McAllen or any of these other places along any borders, whether it's Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, wherever. Border Patrol processes, takes them in, puts them into a detention center, looks for ID, looks for, you know, any sort, you know, tell us who you are, and they give them a notice to appear. They need to appear in front of an immigration judge and an administrative law judge, and normally that happens quickly, like within weeks. But no, we're giving them court dates that are 7, 8, 9 years out. So, of course, that in and of itself shows you that they have no intention whatsoever of ever really having these people show up in court. So Abbott has said Texas can't afford this because once they get through the detention center, they just get dumped out on the streets. And that's where the NGOs show up again. And the NGOs also help them get transportation to wherever they need. So Abbott's doing nothing different than the non-government organizations are doing, and he's doing nothing different than what the federal government itself does. You realize, of course, that we as taxpayers are paying to put them on planes and fly them to, oh, I don't know, LaGuardia, fly them to O'Hare, fly them to LAX, or put them on buses to Denver. Yes, we do that. So Abbott's doing nothing different than what the NGOs and the federal government does. But yet he gets lambasted for it. The other thing that he did was he put up razor wire. He put up buoys in the Rio Grande, and he put up razor wire to keep illegal aliens from coming into Texas. I see nothing wrong with it. I'm faced with razor wire, and I don't have the ability to cut my way through it. You got me. Not going to do it. Not climbing through the razor wire. Turn it around. So Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, as I like to call her, never gets fact-checked. Never does get fact-checked. I think in her entire career she may have been fact-checked twice. So I'll give her that. But 98% of the time, no fact-checking at all. She was asked about the razor wire at the border in Texas.
Dealing with the issue as the administration's also fighting to keep up, you know, to remove razor wire along the border that is intended to keep, you know, the surge lowered, to keep people out from crossing illegally.
Governor Abbott's razor wire does not prevent. It does not prevent non-citizens from unlawfully crossing. That's not what it does. If anything, it puts at risk, it puts the lives of the Border Patrol at risk. It puts them in danger. That's what the razor wire does.
Oh, so the razor, put yourself in this position. You're on the other side of the Rio Grande River, and you see razor wire all up and down the river, as far as the eye can see. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will tell you that that doesn't stop the illegal aliens. That just puts the lives of the Border Patrol at risk. Well, the Border Patrol agents are not trying to get into the razor wire. She actually, you heard that right. She thinks that the razor wire is a bigger risk to Border Patrol agents than the flood of illegal aliens pouring over the border on a daily basis. Now, I don't know. I got it. Somebody wrote this. We have a great idea for Kareem and her boss. Maybe you can just enforce the laws and stop the open borders and the razor wire won't hurt anybody. Yeah, I know. They're never going to do that, but it has to be said. Every agent at the border, she's saying, protect us from razor wire. And nothing but, hey, let us do our job and stop the entire country from crossing the border every single dadgum day. You know, these people are not serious. They're just not serious. And they're not serious about the border. And it's deliberate and it's on purpose. And as the Iranian says, who will these people defend? Who will these people protect? Why are these people here? And you have the press secretary saying, oh, Governor Abbott, what you're doing is putting the lives of the Border Patrol agents in danger, not the people that would be crossing and trying to get through the razor wire. Now, I could foresee a situation where someone tries to crawl through the razor wire, and now the Border Patrol agent is going to do whatever they can to help that individual and save that individual, as they should. No different than a cop should try to, you know, a cop is involved in a shooting. What's the first thing they do? They render medical care to the person they just shot. The Border Patrol is going to try to protect that person and help that person. But they're going to have the equipment to do it and do it safely. But this is the dumbassery that passes for legitimate dialogue from the White House press room, that the razor wire is not doing anything to prevent illegals from crossing the border. It just puts the lives of the Border Patrol at risk. You really can't get much dumber than this. It would take a lot of work to get a lot dumber than this. She might just be pretty close to it.
The surge from crossing illegally. Governor Abbott's razor wire does not prevent. It does not prevent non-citizens from unlawfully crossing. That's not what it does. If anything, it puts at risk, it puts the lives of the Border Patrol at risk.
Oh. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Traveling for the holidays? Pure Talk has you covered because they just added international roaming to over 30 countries. That's right, whether you're making calls from the Vatican or on a beach in the Bahamas, you're covered. From the steps of Buckingham Palace or your villa in Santorini, you can dial away. And here's the best part. There's no rate increase. Pure Talk still saves the average family almost $1,000 a year with plans starting at just $20 a month. And they put you on America's most dependable 5G network, so the coverage is second to none. Stop dragging your feet. Switch to Pure Talk, a veteran-owned wireless company with simply the best U.S. customer service team. Now with international roaming to over 30 countries. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say the keyword save now to make the switch. And you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say save now to start saving on wireless now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.